Blog Talk Radio.
Dang it. Well, let me try to get some music for y'all since we're starting out the second season of As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I am your host, Ms. Shante, and I have the wonderful, extraordinary Deepa Shante. How are you, girl?
I've been drinking.
I'm good.
I am good. You like that little music I got going on for us? You know we got sip on some music. Well, let's not get bored with us talking and playing some music. Let's jump right on into it. Welcome back, everybody, to Season 2, As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I am so happy that we're back. Me and Shante have been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and we just recently had some shenanigans. Shante, you want to talk about them shenanigans real quick before our first guest calls in?
I have a lot of shenanigans. You have to be more specific. Are you talking about?
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, let me introduce the topic of the show. We are going to kick off the season with the Costa Rica turn-up from the Professional Relaxation Tour. Yes, honey, we had a ball, and it looks like we also have another caller, and I bet you this is an infamous Miss Janelle. She's probably going to talk to us a little bit before we get Kevin on the line. Shall I bring her on the line?
Please do. She's cute.
All right. I do, too. She's so cool. Is this Janelle?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Janelle. This was my favorite Kit Kat. How are you?
Yes, I am good. On the road. Just finally got out the parking lot from the Janet Jackson concert. But
I'm jealous. She went to see Janet Jackson, girl.
I can't even deal with these globe-trotting Janet Jackson watching, traveling, turning up, this fantastic group of people that I've been exposed to. And, girl, I was just checking out these pictures. My gosh. Yes.
Isn't she beat to the gods, honey? Yes.
Yes.
Matter of fact, who did your makeup, Janelle? Who did that?
You did, Ms. Shante. Yes, you did.
Oh,
you made sure I was beat.
Beat to the gods. Yes, you was beat, honey. Yes. I'm so happy that your pictures turned out the way you wanted to. Well, before Kevin gets on the phone, because I'm pretty sure he will call in, give us a little backstory on how you got involved with the professional relaxation, and then just tell us a little bit about your Costa Rica recap turn-up.
Sure. Well, I've been involved with professional relaxation since 2009, when it was part of a website called Divine9Online.com.
And when you say Divine9, some people may not know what's going on. Please explain what that is, and if you are an organization, go ahead and rep your org.
Sure. Well, Divine9 is for the Historically Black Greek letter organization, and I am a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, which was founded in 1920, January 16th, at Howard University. So it originally started off as a Facebook, well, I would say Facebook, but it was like a social network and page for those in the Greek letter organization, and then it just expanded from there. So what started as a small group trip with about 50 people has now expanded to 600-plus people who are members and non-members of Greek letter organizations. So it's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, and I can attest to that.
Yes, so I've had the opportunity to travel with the group, like I said, since 2009, and it has been a great experience that I can't get enough. I've met a lot of great friends, and I always enjoy meeting new people that attend these trips every year. And for those of you who have never attended, I highly recommend it. Kevin Prince, who makes these trips happen, he leaves no stone unturned. You know, he makes sure that everyone has a blast.
Yes.
And you really get the most out of your money and what you paid for. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, the different parties, the opportunities for folks to meet before the trip, So there's a Facebook group for members that, you know, they get opportunity to interact with each other before the trip. And then across the country, we have meet and greets. So everyone gets an opportunity to really interact and get to know each other before we actually get on that plane and have a good time and explore the culture of another country. While, of course, partying, you know, eating, having a few drinks, you know, because, of course, you can't, you know, go on vacation and not have a few, you know, beverages.
Right. You got to make sure. Now, let me ask you, how was your turn up this year in Costa Rica?
Well, this is my first time traveling to Central America, so I just took advantage of the opportunity. It was great. I definitely turned up. Of course, I think I turned up so much to the point that I missed a couple of parties because I was just so tired, so turned up, but it was just fantastic.
I think both you and Diva Shante missed a good couple of parties because I didn't see her at a whole bunch of stuff.
No, I missed Fire and Desire because I was probably somewhere drunk. 9 times out of 10, that's where I'm just gonna tell them like it is. Cause
I'm just gonna sip my tea,
like,
on that one, honey. By the way, what's in your tea?
They already knew. Well, right now I'm in detox, so nothing. But trust and believe. Every time room service came up, they already knew. No matter what time of day, I was making mimosas. I wanted 2 mimosas with everything I ordered. So yeah, a lot of my little correspondences are super slurred. You know, my little videos and whatnot, the words kind of running together. And yes, I had a fantastic time, but I'm a sleepyhead at the same time, so I had to sneak my little naps in. You know, we're not teenagers anymore. I'm just, look.
I'm trying to reach out to Mr. Prince right now. He is actually still up, so I'm getting an IM message from him right now. You know how people are, they late. Told him to call in about 5 minutes ago. And he says, I'm on a call, about to call in on my other phone. Okay, so we are going to have him. Janelle, I want to say thank you for calling in. I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to talk about their experience, but Kevin does need to talk on this call, so I want you to look out for our part 2 tomorrow, and thank you so much for being our very first caller of the night, and you are our original first caller of our very first show. So thank you so much for bringing in season 2 with a bang.
Yes.
Much love to you, baby girl.
I can't wait. And those pictures that I posted was just a preview. I plan to post a few more later tonight, so I'm very excited.
Right now. Don't hurt them, honey. Yes, you slayed it. Thank you for calling in, Janelle. Have a good night.
You too. Love you both.
Bye.
Mwah.
Shantae, yeah. When I tell you I had a ball in Costa Rica, I lost my voice twice. Once for the whole day.
You sure did.
Another time for maybe
that.
A couple of hours or some change, but hunty.
Listen. Why did I get stung? Okay, so there was a swim up bar. So like in the one of the a million pools that they had, where they had the water wars. There was a swim up bar. It was absolutely picturesque and beautiful and all the good words. And I swam up. This is my inebriated self. I was sitting there and I got stung by a Costa Rican bee. Well, I didn't want to keep saying that I'm drunk because I don't want people to think I have an issue. But you know, I got stung by a Costa Rican bee, and I was a little concerned for a moment, felt a little pinch. I'm like, Lord, I hope I'm not allergic. So I just took a little of the tequila. That I was partaking in, and I just poured a little tequila on it,
and it felt fine.
We just kept, yes. My sweet Sorora and I that I met on the plane. It was a blast. Miss Lulu, shout out to Miss Lulu, new ATL resident from Chicago. I told her what happened. We looked at each other. Like I said, poured a little tequila, kept drinking, and you know, I say, you know, that did it. I'm fine.
Now,
so,
you mentioned your soror. Now, just so everybody knows, and let's not be confused, I am a non-Greek person, but you are a member of what organization?
So I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Okay.
Yes.
So just so people are not confused, I will not rep anything except me. This one on the other line, she is a member, so please let's not get it confused. You ain't never going to see me doing nothing. I ain't supposed to do, don't come for me. I ain't doing nothing, okay? Now, Kevin is shortly supposed to be calling in. He is the founder of the D9 Travel Group. He is also a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. And can I say that they took over the whole trip? Did you notice that there was more Kappas there?
Oh, there
than
was
any?
A lot of Kappas.
Woo!
A lot of
there
Kappas,
was
some, but it was a lot of justice,
too.
Crimson and Cream.
Oh,
yeah,
first off, the Crimson and Cream was all in the building.
Was very
and
well.
Here he
very,
is. Let's give a warm welcome to... Well, I hope this is Kevin. Is this Mr. Kevin? Hello? Hmm? Caller?
Yes, me.
It's Kevin!
It's
Mr.
Kevin.
Prince, the man Yay. Of the hour! Welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey, the Costa Rica Turnip Recap Part 1. Thank you so much for calling in, and we, you know, it wouldn't have been a show without you, because you are a part of the reason why we could talk about this Costa Rica turnip. Am I wrong, Shantae? Is it all because of him?
It's him. It's all him.
It's him. So, Kevin, thank you so much. I want to give you a moment to tell us a little bit about why you started these trips, how important it is to you, and then give us a snippet of your personal turnip on Costa Rica. 2015 Labor Day trip.
I don't have a turnip. I was busy.
Oh my God! Please let's not be difficult on As I Sip My Tea, because now I'm gonna have to get a drink. Okay, and this is what this is not what we're not gonna do. I need you to come on and give it to me. Go.
All right. Well, we started a trip basically because we didn't think Black people traveled enough. So.
Mhm.
Started out being Greeks only. And then over time, you know, people wanted to bring friends that weren't Greek, and it kind of changed from a Greek trip to a professional trip. So at the end of the day, as long as, you know, we have the right kind of people that have similar mindsets and goals, they represent themselves and our brand well, and it kind of gives us all an opportunity to come together, get to visit and experience some beautiful places at very discounted cost.
Now, you not only are you providing this wonderful experience for everybody, but there's also a community service element that you throw in there as well, so that we're all helping to raise money for a cause. We're not just turning up all over the country, but we're also making a difference. And recently, for the Costa Rica trip, I do know that you guys helped, or that we all, I'm sorry, not you guys, but we all helped build a playground. Am I saying that right? That we all helped build a playground for some of the children there, or was it something more? Because I wasn't there for that particular day. Could you go ahead and explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so we started a formal community service civic action event last year in Aruba. So this year we sponsored the Tempital School. It's a financially disadvantaged school close to the resort where we stayed. So we bought a playground system for the kids. We are purchasing a new, basically, art room for them. So they'll have new art desks, paint supplies, colors, markers, etc. And then we also donated about 5 boxes worth of various school supplies. So the act itself is obviously very generous, but the thing that I don't think most of the group gets, like, I'm Jamaican, so I understand the impact, like, some of the things that we're doing will have on the kids' lives. So the kids themselves used to play on a dirt field with tires, and that was the playground. So it's great that we bought the playground overall, but the piece that most people don't get is these kids have never even seen a playground like that before outside of TV, if their family can afford to have a TV. So it was beyond the fact that we got them something. Like, we gave them an experience that they never would have had in their entire lives outside of our group. So it's great
that,
you know.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, so, you know, it's great that we party and have a good time, but, I mean, a lot of the women that came from our group as part of the, you know, the group that went to visit the school,
mm-hmm.
you know, they started crying when they saw the, you know, looks on the kids' faces, and you know, you realize how much, as Americans, we take for granted,
mm-hmm.
and just how blessed we really are.
Ooh, you done made me start to cry. I need to drink something. Hold on.
You know,
I feel a little emotional over here. Dang it, Kevin.
I want to follow up on that, too, Kevin. I will have to say, like, I wasn't – I did see the pictures when I was over in Costa Rica of, you know, you all presenting the playground to the kids and the joyful look on their faces. And then also, like, I did go on the Nicaragua excursion, and that gave me an opportunity to kind of look more into, like, the village because, of course, you know, you're in this beautiful tropical location. The resort is absolutely beautiful. But that Nicaraguan experience of being in the village and seeing, you know, how people live kind of on a day-to-day in these countries, and they're, you know, they don't have all the things that we have. They don't have a fraction of, you know, what some of us have. But, you know, they're joyful still.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a really beautiful thing to be able to see, you know, that, I mean, we just, I think, you know, we can get very materialistic and very, you know, distracted from what's really important, selfish, you know, all of those things. So I felt blessed to be able to be a blessing to people that had less. I felt blessed and so thankful of the things that, you know, I have myself and, you know, just kind of think about some of the things that I don't need that are, you know, as important as we put stock in. And then also I felt blessed being able to travel and see and experience just a different atmosphere, a different climate, a different time zone, a different, you know, just all of those things. I love to travel, so this wasn't my first overseas trip, but this is my first opportunity in Central America, and it really just was a beautiful thing. Like, I just really had a beautiful time. And, you know, of course we had fun. Of course we had fun.
And,
but,
Kevin, just so you know, this was Diva Shante's very first trip with the group, so I just wanted her to be able to give a chance to say those things to you so that you know the impact of what you started put on her as well. So I definitely want to say thank you, being that this is my second trip and you've been kind of hounding me to come on these trips. I'm happy that I, you know, made that connection with you in Atlanta, the way I network and whatnot, and so I'm very thankful for that. Lastly, Kevin, please tell us, what was your favorite part of the Costa Rica turn up trip? Tell me and do it real quick.
My favorite part was the parties each night and the, I don't know if you guys paid a lot of attention to it, but I put a lot of thought and effort into the decoration of the ballroom every night to make sure that, like, it gave a different feel since it was the same venue for the party. So
mm-hmm.
I was very pleased with how it looked from, I think one of my favorites were all the plants and stuff for the carnival party.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then,
that was nice.
And
yeah,
then
that was
definitely the disco ball kind of look, bringing it back to the prom, were just two of my
mm-hmm.
favorites.
Mm-hmm. That carnival, I have to tell you, Kevin, I've always, like, wanted to dress up with the whole carnival situation with the headdress to the sequins. And like, I've been dying to do that. So when I saw that, I said, okay, yes, feathers and glitter. And, oh, my God, that was just right up my alley. So thank you for giving me a reason to bust out the leotard. I've been waiting.
Well, Kevin, I don't want to hold you too much because I know you are on Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busyness and all of your craziness, and I do hope you feel better. I heard you're allergic to cats. I need you to get that taken care of as soon as possible because that's horrible. Anyway, Kevin, again, thank you so much for being on As I Sip My Tea, Honey, and I hope you listen to tomorrow's part two, since we've had an overwhelmingly response to our Costa Rica turn up. So thank you again, and I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, Kevin.
Hey, no.
All right, Shantae. Oh, hold on. Let me make sure he off. Okay. All right. So we've got eight minutes. You tell me what was your favorite part. Tell me what you wish you would have did, and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, let me see. My favorite part. Gosh, that's hard because there were so many good things. It was just beautiful. It was fantastic just to see, I've been traveling for since I was a kid. I had my first passport when I was 4 years old. And when you're overseas, when you're in Europe or, wherever, you see black people, yes, but it's not a whole 600 black people, professional, cool, laid back, fun loving,
Hold on, Shantae. We actually have another caller. This is exactly why we're going to have three shows this week. Hold on. Thank you so much for calling in to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Lisa Janae.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Shantae.
And you got my other co-host on here, Miss Diva Shantae.
I know.
Hello.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Doing very well.
Fabulous. Now, you have you have 3 minutes to tell us about your favorite Turn Up Costa Rica event. Go.
Okay, favorite Turn Up event. The carnival. I miss Fire and Desire. I was looking forward to that, but the carnival party, after spending a hot glue in my outfit together and having my fingers glued together for 2 days,
ooh,
it was a blast. I was cute, though, but it was worth it. I had a good time.
I'm
getting
to
all
my
the different
tea on
costumes.
That one.
I love the variety that everybody had with their creativity, just the colors, the exhibit. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was loving on everybody's costume. The music was great, the decorations. It was just one of the best things. I mean, I was a newbie. This was my first time coming. But yeah, it was the absolute best. I mean, everything was great from the ride there, getting off the bus to the towel, just everything. I can't work it all in the short time frame we have left, but I had the absolute best time finally getting to meet people I've been talking with for months, with the meet and greets are just in the group. It was amazing.
Right.
It was truly, even for it to be over 500 people, you was truly a family feel, and that was the thing I loved about it. And then the community service, just that makes it all real for all of us, because we're all one paycheck away from being somebody that needs that help. And to be able
you
to bless
say
others,
that, honey.
That's,
say
that's
that
it.
Again.
That was it.
Well, I am so happy that you feel that way. And, like Kevin said, as Americans, we do take certain things for advantage, take advantage of things. And I really do wish I could have stayed the whole time to be able to be there. So I definitely will plan on next year, provided God willing that I can go, Cancun. Definitely it'll be something to do, I will
definitely
be doing that. Yeah. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm so sorry that we're cutting it very short because, we had to make sure Kevin got his time and, this, that, and third.
I understand, almost definitely. Yeah, he definitely needed to speak. I understand. I'm glad.
Part two will be tomorrow, so you can definitely call in tomorrow and harass me or whatever. I don't really care. But I still love you, smooches, and make sure you let me know what's in your tea tomorrow, okay?
I most definitely will. Good night, Shantae.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night.
All right, bye,
thanks for calling.
All right, let me, how do, okay. Girl, we is on fire tonight, aren't we?
Such great energy.
I love it.
I love it. I really love it. It's nice to have some positivity, but I will say, that's what I was saying before, just, 600 black people turning up on a beautiful resort. I like a libation with my turn up. So the bartenders on kayaks pouring drinks into people's mouths was a highlight of the trip. It was just a really epic, good, just a funky good time. I just really,
a great time.
Good vibes. Just good vibes. Just, people letting their hair down. Just fun. Just
yeah.
Wall to wall.
It was great.
Let me share something really quickly, though, because
go ahead.
So, you know, I'm coming from nowhere's land, so I'm in Iowa now, Lord.
Are we telling people where we are now? Oh.
Yes, we already did. I already did that. I'm in Iowa. There ain't nobody coming out here.
She's in Iowa. I'm in Minnesota. So, okay, go ahead.
So I'm in Iowa. So I traveled from Iowa to Atlanta, and so I'm exhausted. You know, I've been traveling since, you know, 3:30 in the morning or something, and so I'm wheeling my little stuff over to the gate, and my gate is in the back corner, and I'm just rolling a little bag and, you know, exhausted and whatever, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I hope I get to sleep on the plane. Well, I walk up to the gate from Atlanta to Costa Rica, and as I walk up to the gate, I hear the lady comes over the loudspeaker, you know, announcing our flight, and then she starts to chant about who's ready to go to Costa Rica. Now, it's 9 o'clock in the morning at this point, like 9:15 or something. It's folks' turn up. Everybody's hollering, chanting.
Well, you know, most of everybody was coming from Atlanta anyway, or they had a connected flight through Atlanta. So, Atlanta ran deep up in that mud.
And I knew that was my, like, okay. So that energized me just right off the bat, like, oh, goodness. So then as I'm boarding the plane, you know, I'm in the back of the back corner of the plane. And so, you know, everyone else is getting on before me or whatever. And I roll my tired soul onto this plane. It's just black folks, you know.
Beautiful
brown people. Beautiful brown people. Looks like they got good jobs. You know what I'm saying? That is fantastic. Like, I just love being around, you know, I just love being around like-minded people. That just is so huge. It's so fantastic. It was a basis and the beginning of just such a cool trip. And then, you know, you sit next to someone, you get to know them. I met like 2, 3, 4 just on the plane ride. You know, that we ended up, you know, spending time during the trip. I ended up having a roommate I had never met. She was super cool. Like, just fantastic. You know, met her line sisters. It was just a family feel. I really enjoyed myself. I really, really did.
Well, I am so glad that we went on this trip. I'm glad I made you come, and I'm glad you said yes, and I'm glad that, you know, we got to spend more, you know, girl time and this and third. And do you know that we've been friends since, like, 2008? Can you believe that?
Where did that
Isn't
time
it crazy?
Go? That's crazy.
And it's we like, look better than we did when we first met.
Yes, we do. I was looking at that picture. I said, yes, lashes.
Yes, honey,
we did that. All of that. So yes,
if you cannot join me tomorrow, I do want you to know there is a part two to the Costa Rica turn-up so that more people can call in and share their experience. But we also have our regularly scheduled program on Saturday for As I Sip My Tea, Honey. So let me know. Are you going to come in? Are you going to join me back tomorrow?
This is at 10 tomorrow?
Yes, it's at 10. I know people are scripted, but we got to do it for the people. We got
to
give people what they want. If you don't, we're going
to
have a ball anyway. But Saturday is, everyone, just so you know, Saturday is going to be our normal scheduled time. It'll probably be every other week so that we give people enough time to give, you know, submit questions, comments, or whatever and concerns. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Miss Diva Shante, thank you so much for being my wonderful co-host, a good friend, and a sister to me. And I will definitely talk to you later, okay?
My pleasure. Good night.
Good night. And as I stated, people, thank you so much for joining us on As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I am your host, Ms. Shante, and I will see you or hear from you tomorrow for Costa Rica Turnip Recap Part 2. Good night. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you.